Shop Woodhouse Mazda first and experience the Woodhouse difference. At Woodhouse Mazda, we make car buying simple. From the Mazda CX-9 to the Mazda 3, we are sure to have something that fits your needs. Visit one of our two convenient locations in Omaha to shop our showroom or take a test drive.
The Gary Sharp Show. Mailbag presented by Oscar's Pizza and Sports Grill. Home of the Big O Pizza and Charbuffed Wings.
All right, before we open the mailbag, let's just rewind the tape here. I was coming in and following Jeff Petraikis on Twitter, and it was shortly before 10 a.m. And Jeff is the reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, who during the shutdown and the return to play, a lot of the information that he had was accurate. Him and Barry Alvarez have a great relationship. He tweeted out at 10 a.m., and he was the first to report yesterday that this situation was a little precarious. His tweet at 10 a.m. was right on par. My timeline is going to be inundated again with angry Nebraska fans. So this situation in Madison, and this is not the first time that Wisconsin has had to push pause on their football activities. They got more information, they got more results, and it deteriorated pretty quick. Because everybody surrounding Nebraska, when they went to bed last night, they were feeling pretty good that Wisconsin was going to be able to come play the game and that there would not be an interruption. And then overnight and this morning, when results started to return to Wisconsin, they made the calls and the decision was made that they were not going to play with six players and six staff members, including Paul Christ, testing positive. So the players are done for 21 days. Head coaches in the Big Ten, they have to go into isolation, and the league protocol says 10 days of isolation for the head coach. For Paul Christ, he would be back a day before the Purdue game. But what we have seen and heard on this radio program for 2 hours, and I'm watching online. By the way, stay away from like Wisconsin message boards. This is like a knockdown, dragout fight between Nebraska and Wisconsin fans, to the point that is rather entertaining. But Jeff has just tweeted, "I have to write this or I won't be able to live with myself today. To Nebraska fans, love your passion. You are always friendly as hell, but not every development decision by the Big Ten is part of a conspiracy to stick it to your athletic department and teams." Remember, I wanted to do like a week of conspiracy theories in the middle of the summer when we don't have a lot of sports going on? And then we were going to do it during the pandemic, and we were like, nah. Save this for next summer.
Gotcha.
A week full of conspiracy theories.
Okay.
Hold on, I got to read a... Okay, so people are being nice to Jeff.
Okay, that's good.
Somebody who I know listens to this radio station and this show says, appreciate your coverage from Omaha. Jeff says, I love Omaha. So people are liking that tweet. All right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. This would be like the moment just to do all conspiracy radio, but I'm not going to go there. I'll leave that to other shows. All right, time for the mailbag. We do this every Wednesday. It's kind of halftime.
Yeah. Oh, we need
it's the reality of what we're dealing with. We knew this could be a possibility. I'm frustrated because the Big Ten gave you no rescheduling options.
Yes.
Hey, this game's postponed until a bye week or the end of or December 5th or 12th. We're okay. We're fine. We get it. We're frustrated at the Big Ten. We knew this was a possibility.
Yes.
And it's now happened. I still wonder, the division games are the most important games. This was a division game. Is there any possibility of rearranging the schedule where you ensure that you're going to play all of your division games? This game on Saturday in Lincoln won't be the last in the Big Ten.
No.
There will be teams that will only play six games. But as further developments happen out of Madison, and maybe those numbers go up, I think you have to worry about what happens with Nebraska and Purdue. Nebraska, Michigan, who knows? We will see. All right, time for the mailbag. Again, we do this every Wednesday right at noon. It's the middle of the week for us. It has been fantastic. It has really helped George and myself out immensely.
Seriously.
We go from the serious stuff to the funny stuff to the just off-the-wall stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a mailbag question that really pulls at the heartstrings of George, like butters George up, you've got a shot to win a gift card to our good friends out at Oscar's Pizza and Wings. There are two locations, 173rd and Center, and takeout only, 162nd and Maple. That would, you know, maybe that's where we're going this weekend.
Yeah.
Now that we've got some downtime.
Why not?
Yeah. All right, let's open the mailbag. The music that will accompany the mailbag today is?
It is courtesy of the new Universal Champion, Mr. Randy Orton.
Yeah, how about that? You were away. That was probably going to be a talking point on Monday.
It would have been. To be honest with you, because I was away, I didn't even watch it till last night.
And like, you didn't have a spoiler or anything?
No spoiler, surprisingly. None. I was able to step keep away. Shocking.
You got mail.
Let me just, I'm gonna wrap up the tone here. I'm watching a conversation on a message board, on the Wisconsin message board.
Love it.
That is about just, it's on fire.
Mm-hmm.
What is next Wednesday going to be like? Asking for a friend. This is the sum up. Fights that are going on like the Wisconsin message board that Nebraska fans have infiltrated. Mm-hmm. Anger, bitterness, and a belief that Wisconsin is chickening out.
Oh. Oh.
I love the Big Ten.
Oh man.
Stuff wouldn't happen in the Big 12.
Okay, I've got some Halloween-themed questions here.
I forgot Halloween was coming up. I've lost track of like where we're at on the calendar.
Ben wants to know. He says, "Greeting, humanoids."
Well, hello, Ben.
In light of Halloween season, which traditional monster would you like to murder you if you had no choice? Well, if you had a choice, wouldn't it be Ben? If you had a choice, which one you would want to murder you? I think that's what he meant. So, which traditional monster would you like to murder you, if you had a choice?
You know, this is something that during my day-to-day livelihood, I really don't think about. Mm-hmm. I would prefer not to be murdered by a monster. This is just a really weird question.
I don't like.
But if now. Would I be, like, involved in a fight with the monster and, like, put up a good fight? Or would I just be not know it was coming?
You ask good questions.
I know. I'm talking to an email and expecting the email to respond.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I'll put this out there. I am not a big traditional monsters, ghosts, scary movie villain guy. I don't like being scared. I get scared very easily. I'm very jumpy. If you come up from behind me, I could see you coming and then like still turn away and quickly forget that you're behind me. I'd say, you know what, just for the story's sake of it, I'd say saying I'd be murdered by Frankenstein is cool. So I'm gonna go Frankenstein.
So here's what I would do. Of course it would be a hand-to-hand battle. Godzilla.
Oh, I like that.
You paused here. You probably do not put Godzilla under the monster category.
But he definitely fits.
He's one of the greatest monsters of all time.
Yeah, he definitely fits. Okay, no, I'm cool with that. That works.
That's all there is to it. That's it, and that's that.
I will say that's one of the more bizarre questions. One of the more bizarre, intriguing questions that the mailbag has ever gotten.
Yeah.
You've got mail.
Please, everybody at your kitchen table tonight where you're sitting down with the family and you're having dinner, ask everybody if you had to be murdered by a monster, who would it be? And please report back to us tomorrow.
Yes. All righty. Sean wants to know. He says, what is the worst Halloween costume you've ever seen? The worst? You know what sucks is that I go to the, obviously when COVID's not happening, I go to the building's Halloween party that they have, Powers.
Yeah.
Halloween party that they have.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of good costumes in there. Also a lot of bad ones. A lot of bad ones.
So I'm kind of disappointed. This is a couple of Halloweens in a row I will not be able to wear my costume that I normally go out in. I'm Dirk Diggler from Boogie Nights.
Oh. Hey, you can wear that on Friday. Don't they have a Halloween costume?
Actually, I've just got it. Okay? I've got it. And on Halloween, I just soup it up a little bit. The worst costume I ever saw, and I hate to admit he's a friend of mine.
Yeah.
He doesn't live anywhere near here, so he's not listening to the show. He's a fat guy. Like, he's always been a big dude. And he embraces that he's fat.
I hope you're going in the same direction.
So, he's like six... What is Dan? Dan's probably 6'4". I bet Dan does a good job. Dan looks like an offensive lineman, but never played a down of football in his life. Dan, at his worst, was about 350.
Oh, wow.
I mean, a big dude.
A big dude.
So, had a Halloween party in college, and it was very inappropriate. All he wore were like a Speedo.
Oh.
And he painted his whole body red.
Yes.
And he was the Kool-Aid man.
Yes.
But he's got man boobs, and he's got this big boiler. Yeah. He painted his chest to look like the Kool-Aid man.
I've seen that in college. It's so bad. It is so bad.
He walked into my house, and I was like, what? What? Where'd your shirt go? Oh, it was like a fantastic. I mean, it was the Kool-Aid man face on, like, he painted across like his stomach where his belly button is with the mouth.
Yeah.
And then on his, can I say nipples on air?
I mean, you did.
He painted the eyes of the Kool-Aid man, and then he had, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a funny costume, and I think if you're his size, you could pull it off. What would have made the story even better if he was like from Hastings, which is where the Kool-Aid Hall of Fame is. I think the Kool-Aid Hall of Fame is still in Hastings, along with the Bigfoot Museum.
I just found out about both of those.
Three greatest things about Hastings, Nebraska.
The Kool-Aid.
The Bigfoot Museum and Duncan Field.
Oh, wow.
Hit us up, 951-1620, disagree or agree. All right. Thanks
for
the question.
That's all there is to it. That's it. And that's that.
You've got
so
mail.
So what he painted himself as was very popular. Must have been really, really popular for college people. Because there's two other costumes that I saw a lot of in college.
Uh-huh.
White trash.
Yeah.
And so all you have is white trash bags, and you have like trash is attached to it.
Yep.
And then one night stand. Where you have a table and a cloth, and then you have a hole in the top, wow, and a guy puts his head through, and he's got like a lampshade.
Wow.
Yeah. What? It's a college thing.
Wow.
You've got mail.
I've never seen that one. That's good. That's actually good.
Did you say you've never... Oh, you've never seen one?
No, I've never seen
okay.
that. Yeah,
just
I've
checking
never seen
for clarification.
It's very Halloween heavy. Adam wants to know best movie or series of movies about Halloween. All right, so Adam, once again, I don't like scary movies. I don't like horror flicks or anything like that. However, growing up on the Disney Channel, Halloween Town was huge when I was growing up. So I think there's three different ones. The original is the best one. I'm going to put that as my number one for best movie series, a series of movies about Halloween, Halloween Town. I also might be showing my age a little bit there.
No. Now you've watched the whole Halloween series, right?
Literally about 3 years ago. I just watched the first two.
So, and that was, I think the first one was late 70s, mm-hmm, if I recall.
Yeah.
You know, and they've brought back some of the same storylines. But Michael Myers is still scary as, you know, H-E double hockey sticks.
Yeah. I'll give you that. So you're going Halloween?
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's a good one.
That's all there is to it. That's it. And that's that.
You've got mail.
That's a good pick.
Now, the sequel, so they're still scary.
Yeah.
But the sequels were not as great.
Okay. This one's coming from me.
Speaking of, no, I got here. What, just because the mailbag, what this does, it just brings up random thoughts.
Of course.
If, you know, you've seen the guy, is it the Geico commercial about, why don't we just get in the running car?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Why don't we go there behind the chainsaws? Do you think those kids had parents? Let's get in the running car!
Yeah, no.
So that commercial can go away, and so can the Bad Bunny commercial with Snoop.
Oh, really? Oh, you're not a fan of it?
Yeah, I've seen it now 42 times, George. That was Bad Bunny.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. I'm with you there. Mary wants to know, she says, what is the best costume that you've ever worn or been? Mary, that's a really good question. I have a lot that people have gotten a kick out of. I have my favorite, and I think, was it 2 years ago? I came here, and I was dressed in like a Hawaiian shirt and shorts. It was cold that day, and I was retired. And then an excuse just to wear PJs and a robe to work. You guys can steal this if you would like. I was a Sunday morning dad, so I walked around with a paper and a coffee mug. I had my hair was just all over the place, and I had my robe on. And I walked around with my slippers on. But my favorite, I think I was a freshman in college. Me and a group of friends, we dressed up as the Scrubs cast, and I was Turk from the TV show Scrubs. That was probably my favorite.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a nice little group, too. So we had Elliot, JD, Todd. It was great.
So the best costume, I'm going to go a couple. I used to host Halloween parties. Mm-hmm. And, like, Halloween was a big deal. And I don't know why I stopped participating. But I think the best costume I ever had was a friend of mine. She went as Hillary and I went as Will.
Oh.
From Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like that. That's a good one. That's a real good one.
So, like, we were obsessed with the 90s, the yeah. entire party. Didn't win, though. I was very disappointed. I put a lot into my costume.
That's good.
I was rocking the collared shirt.
Yeah.
And then the tie that was loosened up. I had the backwards hat on.
Oh, I love that.
I look pretty good.
I love that.
People, you'd be amazed that I was trying to be Will.
Yeah.
People didn't get it right away, and I was wondering why.
I wonder. Mary also wants to know, she says, if you guys had to do a group costume, what would you guys choose? Now, I think I told you this last year, Gary. I think the perfect costume that we could do would be the Dudley Boys from WWE. I would be D-Von. You would be Bubba Ray. We'd have the camo on. We'd carry a table into the studio with us, and we just set it up randomly. I think that would work. That would be my pick for a group costume.
I would either do, like, this could be fun for everybody that's on air here.
Mm-hmm.
We could be Google Maps.
How would that work?
Well, you design a T-shirt that's got like all the roads stuff.
Oh, that's so good.
And then you design the headpiece where you're an A and a B and a C.
Okay.
Recently I tried to convince someone, because they were looking for an idea with their husband. Mm-hmm. I said, why don't you go as iced coffee and a barista? She worked at Starbucks when she was younger.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. You somehow steal an apron from Starbucks.
Easier than you think.
And then you have the look of iced coffee.
Yeah. I like that.
Which she does. She looks like iced coffee. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if they're going to use that idea or not.
All there is to it. That's it. And that's that.
But see, her husband's got the easy part, because he just has to wear an apron. And what do they wear at Starbucks? Then they have black shirts, khaki pants, yep. I think is like the the uniform most people wear. But her outfit, her being iced coffee, we would have, a nice little dress. You'd fluff it up at the top with some, like a white scarf or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then we would attach to her back like this big pole that doubled as a straw.
You've got mail.
Somebody, who is it? Is that Tanner in our, Tanner's in our Equitable inbox. He says the only way you two could do the Dudley boys is if Shane dressed up as Spike Dudley and you would have to put him through a table. Tanner, that's a fantastic idea.
Well, okay, so here, I'm glad he brought up Shane.
I think Sean's good.
So I said this last year.
You sure did.
And I tweeted this out. And this isn't original. I kind of stole this from somebody else who I saw do it. If you're going to Halloween costume contest, we'll do this in 21. Is everybody for Stibbs and Shane getting together to create a great costume? You remember the 13-year-old Andy Reid at the punt, pass, and kick?
Yes.
How he was gigantic compared to the other kids? Well, we know more of the backstory. Andy Reid told a lot of it at the Super Bowl last year. That, yes, he was a large 13-year-old in Los Angeles, but the kids behind him actually were not the same age. But you could have Stibbs go as the punt, pass, and kick Andy Reid, and then that little kid that was behind Andy Reid, that's what Shane could be. We will get them Rams uniforms.
Yes.
It'll be great.
It'll be so good. Sean's in the JTAC Construction Zone Twitter feed.
I tweeted out last year, and you know what? Stibbs blocked me like for a week. It was BS.
I'm sure that's the only reason why he blocked you.
Hey, you've got mail.
I just want to say, winning by 27 on Sunday, I've been kind to him all week. He's been a little stressed. I'd be stressed, too, if Drew Locke was my future.
I got one more for you. This is good.
Are these all Halloween questions this week?
No, I just went all Halloween first.
Oh, geez. All right.
Andrew wants to know. He says, this sucks. He says, after week one, how would you power rank the Big Ten West? Also, do we know how they will determine the Big Ten West winner? Will it be win percentage?
Yes. Okay, so Wisconsin would be one. I would go Wisconsin, Purdue, Nebraska, Minnesota, Northwestern, Iowa, Illinois. These rankings change week to week.
Oh,
yeah.
That's all there is to it. That's it, and that's that.
That's all I got for you. A very Halloween heavy mailbag.
So this is the Iowan in me that's going to come out. Mm-hmm. In Iowa, we call it Beggar's Night. And it's usually the night before Halloween that you go trick-or-treating. I think that might just be an Iowa thing.
I think it's just an Iowa thing. They didn't do that in Chicago. We would have doubled up. Beggar's Night and Halloween. Celebrate both.
I miss the street that I grew up on. We actually had some really good people that partaked in Halloween. They gave out like full candy bars.
Yeah.
One guy who was the meanest person on the block but had the greatest open field next to him that we all played football in, he would give out money. He would roll up a dollar bill. Probably not his wife, because I actually think he killed his wife and like put her in a freezer downstairs.
Oh.
You never saw her, but apparently he was married.
Oh.
That's how mean he was.
Okay.
But on Halloween, he was really nice. He would take a dollar bill, he would roll it up, and it would be tied with a string. And he never answered the door. He would leave like a bowl out in front of his house.
Mm-hmm.
And you knew that Mr. Herbolsheimer was giving out a dollar, but you were so afraid of the guy that you only took one.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is really good.
Yep. And I'm not just making it up that he was like a mean person. He once, when I was riding my bike in the street, I think swerved to try and run me over.
Oh.
But I was so afraid of him that I didn't like say anything. But he'd stare at you when he drove down the street. He'd like take notes of people's yards.
Wow.
Yeah, like if you weren't mowing your yard or cutting the trees.
Like, oh.
Yeah. But boy, he had this open field. I think he was so mean he didn't want anybody to live next to him that he actually bought two lots.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just kept one of the lots open. But it was legit about a 60-yard football field that all of us in the neighborhood went there to play football.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. And you knew it was time to leave. We were making too much noise. Mm-hmm. He would flick the lights on at his house.
Oh.
Yeah. And then it was a gots to go situation. I wonder if he's still alive. I haven't been back to my old street that I grew up on in Urbandale for a long time.
Oh, wow.
I wonder if he's still there. He'd be like 104 right now. He's probably still mean. But I bet he shows up on Halloween with a dollar. You would think now with inflation and times are tough, maybe he's giving out like 20s.
Hey, let's
I'd be willing to drive to Urbandale to see if he's still alive and gives out 20s.
I got a Halloween costume I could put on.
What would that be?
Hey, you always keep a ref shirt in your closet. You never know when you're going to need to be a referee.
Or you might have to work at Foot Locker.
That too? That's very possible.
Mailbag is brought to you by Oscar's Pizza and Wings. There is some stiff competition for a gift card today, George. Good luck on that one.
Legitimately.
But George will select a winner, and courtesy of the Gary Sharp Show, you are going to be enjoying the great pizza and wings and the atmosphere at Oscar's Pizza and Wings, 173rd and Center, 162nd and Maple. Parker Gabriel is coming up in an hour. We got lots to discuss about the big news today that there will be no Nebraska-Wisconsin game on Saturday as Wisconsin has paused football activities. Plus, I got some thoughts still on the World Series. Remember that? It happened last night. Seems like a long time ago. And a little clarification on Rob Manfred, who I was getting texts. Is he drunk or is he having a stroke? Please advise. Well, he was actually having a rough issue with an echo in the stadium. We'll get into that as we roll till 2. More on the announcement by Wisconsin that they will not be partaking in the game against Nebraska on Saturday. That's still to come. Gary Sharp Show with George on 1620 The Zone.